Red Rose Audiobooks presents the unabridged recording of The Archaeologist's Daughter, written by Summer Hanford, narrated by Gwyn Olson. Chapter 1. William Greydrake, future Marquis of Westlock, lounged on the leather couch in Lethbridge's London office, watching the attorney shuffle pages. The room, furnished in dark wood, was perpetually gloomy. It suited its occupant.
"Have you any brandy?" William asked. "If I must endure your paper-pushing, I should like a drink."
Lethbridge darted a look at the clock on his mantel.
"It's 11 in the morning. You're the one who cried urgency. It's inhumane to drag a man from his bed at this hour, and more so not to compensate it with a snifter."
"I haven't any brandy."
Lethbridge's words were clipped. He pulled free a page.
"You ought to. The old man pays you enough."
William could read the frown pinching the attorney's already narrow features. He'd seen the look often enough, on so many faces, to know what Lethbridge saw. A tailcoat creased from being worn all night. An untied cravat, William's dishevelled brown hair, his still shiny boots propped on the furniture. He was the image of an indolent nobleman's son, owner of the world, careless and carefree. It was obvious to anyone who saw William that he'd been out all night, likely gambling, drinking, and enjoying light skirts. He wore his depravity proudly before the world. That was how he arranged to appear. His reputation could even explain the occasional black eye. With the Marquis's men watching him, he must jealously guard his true nature, his actual dealings. The old bastard had well ingrained the price of not conforming to his ideas of what a peer should be. William leaned his head back on the couch. He studied the ceiling until he properly blotted out the repercussions of falling short of the Marquis's expectations. He dropped his gaze and traced the dark wood panelling with his eyes, skimming over the small door that closed off Lethbridge's record room. He adopted an indolent smile and focused on the attorney.
"Exactly why am I here?"
"Your father asked me to draw up a list of acceptable brides for you."
Lethbridge proffered a page.
"Brides?"
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"